It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over the country. No matter where you at. You know what? Not even just this country. Shout outs to people listening in Canada. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much to get into. How about this? In an hour from now, it is Wednesday. We're going to talk about a few things that took place, well, this day in sports history. That's later in the show. In an hour from now, it'll be time for a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday. We're going to take a look at some of the worst owners in sports today. You like your team? You think your team's owner sucks? It's probably an owner somewhere worse. We'll get into that in an hour from now. And thank you to the NFL Players Association for helping to identify some of the worst owners in football. We'll get into that in a little while. We've already talked about the future of Aaron Rodgers. Where does he go? He said he wants to be somewhere where he's wanted. And that's also a good team. What a shock. We heard from Sean McVay about the future of Matthew Stafford. He says, yeah, we want to keep Matthew Stafford, but we have to let him and we have to allow him to explore the market. And then we talked about another team in Los Angeles. You may have heard of them, the Los Angeles Lakers. As the Dallas Mavericks were in L.A. last night to take on Luka Doncic and LeBron James. I'm still getting used to saying that. It's weird as hell to even think that Luka is a Laker. It's going to take some time. Luka Doncic had a triple-double in the victory. Luka will return to Dallas on April 9th. We got to wait a little while for the blood sport. Anyway, we have so much to get into. The phone number here, if you want to give me a holler, is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. I got to tell you this. Right before we got on air, right in the process of when we got on air, the NFL actually did something that I approve of. The NFL actually did something that makes some damn sense. The NFL has announced and shared, it's been reported, the league is going to start utilizing technology to measure first downs. No more old guys in stripes coming outside in their pajamas trying to figure out whether or not a guy moved an inch, a yard. No more measuring first downs with a bunch of old dudes with sticks and chains who look like they're holding on for dear life. The NFL is actually moving forward. I mean, look, Major League Baseball is now utilizing automatic balls and strikes to get a little bit of help. Okay, we got pitchers and catchers who can now, you know, challenge calls. We can watch tennis. They use technology to measure whether or not a ball is in or out. We got the same thing in soccer right now. The NFL makes more money than God, and it took them this long to find out whether or not a ball is a first down? What the hell has Roger Goodell been doing? I guess just paying those old guys is much cheaper. Listen to Roger Goodell talk about this. Just during Super Bowl week, he says, we've been testing out this technology. Listen to this.
We tested, I think, in the preseason this past year, on being able to use that technology. It is complicated. Obviously, you have a lot of humanity that interferes potentially with some of that, at least on from a camera angle standpoint. But you also have a shape of the ball that is different, and it's about where the ball is, not where the individual is necessarily. So there are a combination of factors are there, but I do think that technology will exist sometime in the future. We're continuing a lot with our partners is how to advance that as quickly as possible so we can get to that place.
Oh, come on, man. Load of garbage. That was from Super Bowl, and now they're saying that they're going to use it this upcoming season. They tested it last season. They feel comfortable enough that we can use this. We can use this technology going forward. No blinkety blank. Like everybody else has been using it. Why are you slow to the party? And the fact that Roger Goodell actually made the point that, well, it's not so much where the individual is, but it's where the ball is. Where no crap. That's what everybody else is measuring. Where does the ball land? Is it in the strike zone? Is it on the line? Is it in? Is it out? For all the damn technology, and shout outs to Zebra technology at the NFL, you can put cameras and pylons and you can measure how fast a guy goes. They can measure how fast a guy and how much he's sweating. You mean to tell me you could not measure where the ball went? The football field is a grid. It goes from left to right. The ball is an object. Track it. Okay, I don't know. Did it need a chip inside? There's enough cameras. Use them. They're using special cameras for this. I'm thrilled that we finally got to this place. And I know there's some people, all this technology in sports, automatic balls and strikes. Max Scherzer, who might as well be as old as dirt himself, says, why can't we just have humans doing the game? Because dumbasses like you would be complaining about balls and strikes. So make them automated, okay? There's nothing wrong with utilizing technology. Technology doesn't go backwards, goes forwards. And so why wouldn't we think that technology would equally be a part of sports? I just think it is a natural progression. This is fine. I love it. Save us some time. And God bless the old guys with the chain gang. They're not getting rid of them. They'll still have jobs. They will be backups, okay? If one of these cameras doesn't work, if something happens, da-da-da-da, you ring up the old guys and here they come in their underwear, their pajamas to measure the first down. It'll be nostalgic. The chain gang is a little bit of a thing of the past. Good. Let's keep using technology to make these games go faster. Now, only if the NBA could save time at the end of a game. We don't need 20 minutes in the damn replay center. Have a robot figure it out. Everything out. Hickey, how long? That's coming soon. What do you think that's going to be, another 20 years? 25 years? A robot is calling what a foul is?
I mean, with how quickly technology advances, could it be sooner than that?
It might be. You're right. Might be. It's next, right? Like, what are we figuring out? I'm pretty sure the computers can analyze two individuals colliding. I'm sure they could look at the intricacies and go, well, that guy, that was a windup. Like, it can analyze, I'm saying too much now, but it can analyze hours of footage and say, this is a foul, this is a foul, this is a foul, this is a foul, this is a foul. And it can start matching up what is and is not a foul in a replay center. Like, we don't need humans in a replay center. We should. Well, let me. Eventually, we won't need them. That's the reality. Do you think that there's too much technology in sports right now? Do you think some of the soul and the human element is going away?
I don't think there's too much. I think at the end of the day, right, all that matters is, do you get it right? And the one thing that my only concern with more technology is just losing the human aspect of, hey, maybe by the letter of the law, this is a foul or whatever may be. But like the spirit of the law says otherwise. I think we'll get to probably a point where that could kind of be fleshed out. But for the most part, no. Like, I think the more technology so far outside of the one time the NFL put the pass interference replay in there, that just was an absolute disaster. That's not more technology. That's just, I guess, expanding what you can look at and expanding more judgment calls. But outside of that, every time technology's been added to get the calls right, it's worked.
Well, but you did say you are concerned that we might lose a human element of it.
Well, just now, like in the sense of like kind of going back to what you said about the foul, like, well, could you argue in basketball is every drive, could there be a foul? In football is every, you know, they always talk about there could be called holding on every single play. That's the only concern I have going forward is just, I think there has to be a way to measure to where the spirit of the rule is adjudicated more than the actual technicality of the rule. I'm not sitting here and watching a holding call on every single play because the robot is taught, oh, this is holding, and this is what you see. Nah, that's my concern.
I think for football, because there are so many intricacies, like, leave it right now for spotting the ball. Like, let's use it there. I don't think football needs any additional you know, measurement. Football has so many just crazy rules. I feel like I learn something new every year. Like, who the hell knew watching Washington try to stop the tush push that the referee could award points for just, you know, some guy being a pain in the ass? Okay, fine. That's news to me. We had a guy call up here last night from Wisconsin. He's just like, well, what are the rules about pushing a quarterback? It's like there are rules. They do exist. You know, the referees aren't making them up as they go along. So for the NFL, I am perfectly fine. Give us Hawkeye technology. I don't think we need refs reffing the entire game. In the case of the NBA, I am perfectly fine with what they got now, except for the replay center. When they go to the replay center, it should really be, hey, computer, figure it out. Was the ball in? Was it out? Did this guy step on the line? Did he not? Like, we don't need 20 minutes and an explanation to figure out what happened on a play. Just give it to me straight and keep it moving. Now, all these other sports, Major League Baseball, good. I like the idea of the automatic strike zone. They could have automatically gotten rid of the umpires. They didn't. They got a union. That'd be tough to do. Let them use the challenge. I'd be interested to see how the challenge goes forward. There should still be a balance between having humans out there and using the technology to get things right. I know everybody's worried about technology taking over the world. Kind of has already. But there should be some measure. In the world of sports, leave the referees, leave the umpires, use the technology as a backup. Now, please understand this. One day, I don't know when it is, it may be 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, we probably will have machines doing the calls, and they will probably be overseen by one human, maybe. Let's see how fast we advance. I don't know if we'll still... Hickey, will we still get technical fouls if, like, Luka Doncic Jr. curses out a robot? Is that still be a tech? will a robot ignore it?
I mean, can you disrespect technology? I don't think so. It's not a person.
Yeah, but you want to maintain some type of decorum. If Luka Doncic Jr. says the magic words to a robot, the robot can decipher that and go, okay, that's disrespectful. Technical foul, right?
I guess if you bump the robot, right? I guess that's still shove him to the ground.
I don't know.
Shook.
Does anybody want to do that, though? That's dangerous, bro. That's dangerous. You shoving robots? Can you imagine? It turned into the Terminator at the end? I don't know. That'd
be my fear.
What, that you shove a robot and now it wants to kill you and end humanity?
Yep, exactly right.
Okay.
Exactly. And all of a sudden now we have uniformed robots just out here murdering everybody because Luka Doncic Jr. shoved him to the ground because he was afraid or he's upset. He didn't get a foul call.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
That's how humanity goes down, JR.
Okay. All right. Because of Luka Doncic Jr. Everything's somehow, some way tied to the Doncic name or Doncic name. And speaking of using technology to advance things in this the NFL, Hickey, they're thinking about changing some of the overtime rules as well?
They are. They're talking about adopting the postseason overtime rules, which is each team gets one possession, and using that in regulation as well instead of just the touchdown for the first team that gets it ends the game.
Oh, my God. Well, so. why not, right? I mean, maybe, but there is something special about, hey, in the regular season, these guys are playing 17 games. We know that they ultimately want to move it to 18 games. Isn't there something special about the postseason knowing that these are the best of the best? You at least get another chance or an opportunity. Who wants to see more crap football between, I don't know, the Browns and the Titans in an overtime? Nobody.
And also, I don't hate the idea of asking your defense to get a stop, right? They always talk about football being the ultimate team sport. Well, if you're going to win a game, right, don't you need to have a good offense and a good defense? If your defense can't get, like, all you're doing is asking them, keep them out of the end zone, and then you get the ball. That's it.
Yeah.
If you can't do that, I don't see the need to have to say, okay, well, forget defenses. No matter what happens, you're going to get the ball as well. If anything, that gives the second team a chance or an advantage, if anything, you know?
Look, we don't need all this extra stuff. We saw what happened a few years ago between the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. Josh Allen never got the ball back, and he adjusted the rule in the postseason, which is great, which is fine, which is amazing. We don't need that for all the loser teams. We do not at all. Leave it. There's something special about it. Real special. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You're real special for being here, and we appreciate you. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some NFL teams that are, let's just say, not special. The NFL Players Association put out their latest polling results on some of the best organizations and worst teams in the NFL. Which owners care about their facilities? Which owners don't care about their facilities? Which teams care about their players' families? Which teams don't? Who still charges you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Maybe not all three, but who sucks in that regard? I'm going to give you some of these results on the other side of the break. We're going to find out whether or not your team is a cheapskate or whether or not they're one of the best of the best. I think you might be shocked at some of the worst teams and some of the worst grades received. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, my goodness. I got to be honest. This is one of my favorite days on the sporting calendar. It's only taken place three times, but I'm glad that it's here. It is the NFL Players Association's annual player survey. This is fun. The Players Association, they survey the NFL players. They ask them about the best owners, the worst owners, who has the best facilities, who has the worst, who has the best food, who's committed to winning. The NFL players actually have a chance and an opportunity to speak out in a way that they typically wouldn't. Good on the NFLPA for giving us something entertaining, for giving us a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. Because what individual player is going to stand up and say, man, our kitchen and our dietitian sucks? Who's going to stand up and say our weight room has weights from 1980? Who's going to say that the Bengals are actually charging us for meals? Nobody wants no beef. Nobody wants a problem. And so thank you to the NFLPA for running a survey and a poll amongst the players to find the dirt for us. I'm going to reveal a few things to you in a second. I need to let you know that you need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let me get this out the way. There's one NFL owner who got the worst grade out of any owner. His name is Woody Johnson of the New York Jets. He got an F. Is it? An F. He is the only NFL owner who received an F when it comes down to whether or not he is committed to winning in an environment. And I guess firing Rob Saleh in the middle of the season and meddling has something to do with it. The NFL Players Association says the players cite a perceived top leadership issue, with some describing as top-down problems. It notes how Jets ownership, their grade dropped from B to F, with Johnson receiving the lowest score for contributing to a positive team culture. J.C. Treader, who's the NFLPA chief strategy officer, said it is a culture of fear with the New York Jets. Rather than addressing concerns, players believe that management responded to feedback by making conditions worse. Oh, my God. Yeah, if this reminds you of your job, let me know and I'll yell at your owner. They got rid of the head dietitian. This is bad. I thought the allegations that they were utilizing Madden scores, video game scores, to rank players, I thought that was terrible. But the New York Jets they're just bad. What else can I say? At least Woody Johnson knows they're bad, and now he's being publicly shamed into being bad. This is last month when the Jets season was over. Woody Johnson says that he needs to be better as an owner. Well, now you're being told that again.
I have to look in the mirror and I have to be a better owner. And I'm trying to be better. And I do self-scout. And a lot of people scout for me, you know. Right.
Hickey, who gets fired because of this? Does he fire somebody today? Or is he yelling? Is he mad? He's a billionaire. Is he reflective upon this? What is he doing?
Definitely not reflective. Okay. No shot about that. This is tough just because, right, it's anonymous. I mean, again, rightfully so, but anonymous, and you don't know how many players actually participated. So I think it's going to be almost impossible for him to nail down which player said that.
Oh, a lot of them. You can't fire a player, but he's going to fire another dietitian? Is he going to fire another chef? Got to fire somebody.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers was part of the scapegoat. Maybe you saw this coming and said, you know what, Aaron, you're out of here.
Okay, now that would make sense. Yeah, not a surprise that he ended up with an F grade given everything the New York Jets went through this past year. This man went from B to F. What a world. Not a shock. One of the owners right behind him, not that D is better than F, but it is David Tepper of the Carolina Panthers. They got a D minus. Only Woody Johnson was worse. Players said that there was a perceived willingness to invest in the facilities that did not exist. They talk about this man caring about winning, and they say that he doesn't. Now, I've been to Bank of America Stadium. Like, they got the practice field on the side of the stadium. The stadium needs a refresher. It needs a retouch, and the players are not happy that they got to play on turf. It's just... it's bad. And David Tepper just comes across as, Jerry Richardson he had to sell the team because of some past sexual transgressions. And David Tepper coming over from Wall Street, it seems like he's a little bit of a bully. I mean, this guy's bullying fans and throwing drinks. It just seems like an angry, angry dude. And doesn't seem like the smartest football guy in the world either. Back in November, he told everybody that he's the one who wanted Bryce Young over C.J. Stroud, who's been to the postseason. Listen.
Even though if there was a process with five people in the room and four, and the way the votes came in, it was Frank was the first choice, I always could veto that choice. And even if it was Bryce and the votes came in unanimously in this particular case, I could have vetoed that choice. In both cases, I supported both choices. Okay. I'm just going to say that I supported both choices. I supported the coaches. I supported the scouts, their unanimous opinion. And I supported Frank Reich. So whatever's good, bad, or indifferent is ultimately because the buck stops here, and I take full responsibility for everything.
Okay. Well, responsibility. Yeah, you can stand in front of a microphone. You can sit in front of a microphone, and you can take responsibility. But unless things are going to change day to day, it doesn't matter if you say, I'm sorry or I can do better. I mean, listening to these owners, Woody Johnson, I can do better. I'll do better. David Tepper, all the buck stops with me. Do something when it actually matters. All the talk and all the yakking doesn't do a damn thing. I feel bad for fans of the Panthers. I feel bad for fans of the New York Jets. And damn it, how about this? The Pittsburgh Steelers, their owner didn't receive the most glowing of reviews. Owner Art Rooney II, he received a D grade. NFL players aren't fond of this guy. They love Mike Tomlin, but they don't like him. Apparently, the Steelers, their gym and their training staff stinks. They need to hire James Harrison. Maybe that'll fix things. Hickey, I don't know if that'll fix morale, but it'll certainly get people in shape. Or maybe it'll force them to quit. I have no idea.
You'll weed out the weak. No doubt about it if James Harrison's around.
I think a whole lot more will be weeded out if he was there. The players mentioned the locker room needing improvement, needing a renovation. Now, they're not fans of the strength and conditioning staff. The players say individualized training and player success is not the highest. Wow. I thought people would be ticked. It's funny how the outside world can't stand Mike Tomlin. A lot of people want to get rid of him. All the players want to play for him. But then they absolutely cannot stand the owner. Shocking to see Art Rooney there as one of the worst owners in the NFL, according to the players. And this one, not a shock. Not a surprise. We've heard horror stories about the Cincinnati Bengals. They were ranked dead last in the NFL for the treatment of player families. This is the third straight year. You would think after the first year, they go, man, maybe we need to do better. The Bengals, treatment of families, the worst in the NFL. The food in the dining area, the worst in the NFL. Nutritionist and dietitian, the worst in the NFL. But the players lack the locker room, the training staff. Great. So we can eat good. Nope, we got to eat like crap. But we got to work out in the best place. It's all about balance, I guess. According to the NFLPA, one player described the Bengals' family accommodations as almost disrespectful. There was an incident here where players report there is nowhere safe and warm for mothers and children to go during the game, and that breastfeeding mothers have sat on the public restroom floor to nurse their babies. Come on, man. You can't walk through an airport right now without a pod for a woman to breastfeed her child. What a world we live in. What are the Bengals doing? The Bengals also reportedly have made the players or the families wait outside in a tent for the players to come out. Hickey, this sounds worse than high school.
It does, but it's also, at the end of the day, the Bengals. They're not forcing their players to buy their own jock straps. It's all right, families, out in the cold, no room for you. You're one of the other customers.
Last year, the players said they want somewhere better than a tent outside for families to gather after the game. A family room to get their loved ones out of the cold in daycare on game day for their kids. Okay. Man. Hickey, what's so difficult about this? I don't know. Is it that tough? They got millions of dollars. They can't. They don't got a room. Come on.
And I don't get it. I mean, like you said, these guys are billionaires. They're very cheap with a lot of things. You would think you want to make your players happy and comfortable so that they are performing at their best. And I think this report card kind of goes to show you that not every owner is willing to do whatever it takes to win, no matter what the price.
This is crazy. I feel like I've been dissing the Bengals forever. Forever. And they haven't changed anything. Like, Hickey, one day I want to stop making jokes about them, you know, charging their players to eat lunch. Now I get to add they make their family stand outside in the cold to wait on their players to come out. Oh, man. Cheap. Cheap, cheap, cheap. This is crazy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know, it is Wednesday. At the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the worst owners in sports. No, we're not just going to stop at the NFL. We're going to look all over the world of sports. And we are going to find and identify some of the worst owners. We're going to do that at the top of the hour. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. That's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of something or someone that's disappointing, we're going to Indianapolis. Yes, it is the home of the combine. But there is one NFL quarterback who makes that place his home, but it might not be his home for much longer. I'm talking about Anthony Richardson. The Colts are already sick of this guy. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. Stop making jokes about the Bengals. I'll try. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
And I really appreciate you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, we talked about some of these terrible NFL teams. NFL Players Association came out with their own grades. The players voted. And to the shock of nobody, Woody Johnson is one of the worst owners. He is the worst owner, the only owner to receive an F grade in the entire NFL. It's difficult to do when you got David Tepper, you got Jerry Jones. We got a lot of nutty owners. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to look across all sports. It is Wednesday. I'm going to give you a top six list of the worst owners in sports. You only got to wait about 15, 16 minutes. Don't go anywhere. I'm also going to tell you about someone who might be going somewhere. He might be getting the boot. His name is Anthony Richardson of the Indianapolis Colts. Before we talk about him, let's get to the phone lines. 855-212-4227. Michael is here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, what's up?
Good evening, JR. Always appreciate having the opportunity to talk with you. Listen to you every evening, just so you know, but just for everybody out there, you get told this a lot, man, but you have the best sports radio station on the air, man, and I just always applaud you and want to take the opportunity to do that when I call in. And appreciate your interaction with the callers as well. You and Feinbaum, I believe, are the best with that, so thank you.
Well, thank you, Mike. What else is up? Thank you.
Yeah, man. I'm seeing parallels with Joe Burrow's situation and with the Bengals and the Dolphins situation with Dan Marino. I grew up a huge Dan Marino fan, Dolphins fan. I could name these no-name receivers from the 90s and these teams that the Dolphins would have. And you hear these stories about the Bengals. So you have a gem like Joe Burrow, who's, you know, a once-in-a-generation talent from the area. He took them to the Super Bowl, much like Dan Marino took the Dolphins to the Super Bowl early on. I don't think Burrow's ever going to get back, man. I really don't. Marino had to face the Bills. Burrow's got to face the Chiefs and the Bills, probably. And, you know, you look at a player like Burrow, and I compare it again to Marino. Like, can you think of anybody past, like, Mark Duper and Mark Clayton that Wayne Huizenga, as an owner, would put around Marino back in the day? I know we're talking 30 years ago now, but, I mean, no, you had people like Aronde Gadsden and
no,
O.J.
But it's,
McDuffie.
It's reasonable, and we had briefly touched on it yesterday. I mean, outside of, yes, Marino throwing to the marks. There's a fear, a real fear. I know we just made some jokes about the Bengals because the Bengals are a joke and they have been cheap, which makes it absolutely hilarious when we hear from their owner or their GM and they make it clear that we want to keep all of the players. Maybe they don't have a family room inside. Maybe they make the players buy their own food. Maybe it is because they need to sign Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase and Pedro Burrow. I'm being facetious here. But we talked about that. If the Bengals are going to be this cheap, then just maybe the best and only time that we have or will see Joe Burrow in the Super Bowl was a couple of years ago. That might be it. That's a realistic fear. And thank you, Mike, for calling from Birmingham. I want to actually bring up some audio that exists from Duke Tobin from the Cincinnati Bengals. I told you about everybody that wants to be paid. They said that they're going to get Ja'Marr Chase. Every dollar, every cent, every penny. They want to bring back Trey Hendrickson, who finished last season with 17.5 sacks, the NFL leader. They want to give T. Higgins a long-term deal. T. Higgins was on social media last night. He didn't respond to any of this, rather vague and cryptic. I think we can believe, you know, what it is. He just put cap, which is pretty much, hey, somebody's lying. I assume he's referring to the Cincinnati Bengals. What else would he be referring to? Here, listen to Duke Tobin say that even though we want to charge our players for lunch and breakfast and dinner, even though we won't build a family room, even though we want the players to share jock straps, we're going to pay all of our players. Listen to this.
Ja'Marr is always going to be our priority. He's a fantastic football player. He's going to end up being the number one paid non-quarterback in the league. We're there. Let's get it done. The earlier we can do some of this stuff, the freer it gives us to build the rest of the team. Trey's super passionate. It's exactly what makes him a great football player. And we're going to talk as the offseason goes and hopefully come up to an agreement that everyone's acceptable of. You know, but are we there yet? We're not there yet.
Okay. I will... I believe it when I see it. You're going to pay Jamar Chase, you know, 40 mil. You're going to pay T. Higgins, I don't know, 30 to 35 mil. You're going to give Trey Hendrickson money in the 20s. You already got to pay Joe Burrow 55. There are reports that are out here from your own players about how terrible you treat the players. It seems like they're skimping on the good stuff. Who needs family in football? Who needs it? Not us. Tell your families to stay home. We're paying you to come to the games, not your families. Hick, you know that's a conversation that's probably had inside the building, right?
Mike Brown putting his feet down. What I mean, sad, but I don't. Right now, with the history that they've had, can't imagine, or it's hard to imagine that that's not a conversation in the building.
We're paying them to come to work. Why do we need to accommodate their families?
Their maybe family... another business that does that.
I know, right? Name me another business that America watches like the NFL. What's the big deal, right? But I bet that's the thought process behind it. We're paying the players to come to work. Why do they need to bring their families? Why do I need to build a family room? Why do I need a room for them, their wives and girlfriends to breastfeed? Why do I need to build this? Tell them to stay at home. Guys, what is he, 90 years old? I can hear him saying that. What a world. We don't need breastfeeding at the football game. Tell them to stay home. Speaking of staying home, Hickey, how you feel about Anthony Richardson? They may be telling him to stay home or sit on the bench. You feel good about that?
I mean, he's not proven anything, but I'd rather watch him suck than Aaron Rodgers suck or Russell Wilson suck. That's for sure.
Sounds like it's delaying the inevitable that somebody else is going to have to quarterback this team.
You're probably right. I don't think you're wrong at this point to say that they are going to have to move off of him at some point. But right now, there's no better option.
Bruh.
At least for 2025.
It is bad when the highlight of your two-year career is when you quit on the team for a break. Is that not the highlight of his career? That and a couple of concussions and the shoulder injury?
You're missing the big fourth quarter comebacks against the Patriots and the Jets.
Late
November, December, where were you?
Nobody remembers that crap. The concussion and quitting on the team are the standout parts of his career. And it's kind of nuts. Chris Ballard, the GM for the Indianapolis Colts, he explained why he wants to bring in another quarterback this year for a competition with Anthony Richardson. Listen to this.
We want to create real competition. I think it's good for the team. I think it's good for Anthony. When we drafted Anthony High knowing it was going to take some time. All right, and we knew there's going to be some hiccups along the way, and it's you know, I know we all want a finished product right now. I do, you do, fans do, we all do. But I think as he continues to progress in his young career, us adding competition, I think will help up everybody's game.
Oh man, Hickey, he sounds about sick and tired of him. He sounds like that guy who's sick of that kid with all the potential who keeps going into detention. He sounds like the angry principal.
Are you saying he sounds like Nico Harrison?
Oh, no, I'm out.
Giving up? Now, not saying Anthony Richardson is anywhere near the player that Luka Doncic is, but Mavericks gave up on him. Gave up on the potential, said this guy's not going to amount to anything.
Yeah, well, you said it. The difference is Luke is good. Anthony Richardson is not. Like, they took this guy. They took him fourth overall. It hasn't even been two calendar years yet. He's played two seasons, not even. And I feel like he's barely played. You know, that first season, it's like, here's a concussion. Here's a sprained shoulder. Here's a knee injury. And last year, it's just like, well, you know, here's a – what did they say? Was it his oblique or his hip? What was hurting him?
I mean, a lot of things are hurting him. His shoulder, his hip. Not good.
Yeah, it's not good. And his decision-making. 8 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. He completed 47% of his passes in 11 games. That, if that doesn't scream benching, I don't know what is. Now, who they bring in, I don't know. What, they're going to have Gardner Minshew come in and try to take his job? Hickey, what bums are they going to bring in and take this job from? They can't keep Flacco back out there.
No. I mean, Russell Wilson?
No, bro, no.
I don't know who would want to come in. I mean, it sounds like they're going to give him the job anyway. Richardson, no. That is. But they want to bring in competition to push him. I don't know what quarterback out there that's worth their salt coming to Indy to be the backup for Richardson until he gets hurt like in week 3.
This is a joke. Kirk Cousins.
I'll be honest. I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, right. It'd be better than him. Less interceptions. Just by a little bit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, I'm going to share with you a top 6 list. These are the worst owners in sports. I'll tell you who they are on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.